Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's February 2025 edition on page 14, entitled World of Good, Best Pet Pals. Shelby, the Great Dane, Sebastopol, California. When Shelby landed at our rescue, she was a nearly blind puppy with chronic eye pain. Most of our animals get adopted, but after nursing her through four surgeries, we knew she was ours for good. Shelby has a gift for comforting our changing menagerie of sick and injured animals. Midnight bottles for newborn kittens go much smoother with her silky head nearby. And terrified dogs seem to have no problem socializing if it's with Shelby. We rescued a huge, unadoptable dog, Malachi, who is part wolf and missed critical human interaction stages as a puppy. He doesn't take comfort from people. But Shelby managed to win him over. Maybe he just wanted a playmate as big as he is. Another time, we took in a French bulldog puppy, Levi, who wasn't expected to survive. Shelby was fascinated by him. Levi eventually got stronger, but for a while, he weighed only 1 pound. So he and the 125-pound Shelby made quite a pair. If that's not enough, she's been an infallible source of comfort to me through a stressful career as an animal control officer and rescuer. Shirley Zindler. And, glad to hear it, three stories to make your day. Bringing the heat. Winter brings brutal cold to Woodstock, New York. And with a cord of wood going for up to $350, not everyone can afford to fill their fireplaces and wood stoves. But a local man who prefers to remain anonymous makes sure his neighbors have enough wood to stay warm. It began a few years back when he sold firewood from a stand on the honor system, then donated the proceeds. After some people didn't pay, he posted a sign saying, "If anyone couldn't afford the wood, just ask me and I will deliver." That's what happened when the power went out for an elderly couple. They were huddled under blankets when the woodsman's truck pulled up. He brought them wood, which got them through the cold until their power was restored. "Heat in the winter," the woodsman told the Guardian. "It's a human right." Into the drink! Tony Cooper and Elijah Hodge, both 13 years old, last May, were at a restaurant in North Lauderdale, Florida, when a driver lost control of his pickup, drove up the bank of a canal, and crashed into the water. As the truck sank, the boys jumped into the canal, one climbing atop the hood, the other pulling open the driver's door. They unbuckled the seatbelt and tried dragging the man out, but he was big and passed out. A lot of dead weight to pull through the murk. "We were screaming," Cooper told WSBN-TV in Florida. The screams roused the man. From there, the boys led him out of the canal. "The boys," a witness remarked, "did an amazing job to save a man's life." A life-saving plug. When an EMT or doctor is faced with a gunshot victim, they'll often staunch the bleeding by applying pressure on the wound and packing the entry hole with gauze. A new device, recently approved by the FDA, may offer a better solution. Trauma gel, made by Crezalon of Brooklyn, New York, is an algae and funky-based gel that clots blood in seconds when applied to a wound via a syringe. It may also have applications for soldiers on the front lines. Crezalon co-founder Joe Landolina told Fast Company, 91% of battlefield mortality is due to preventable hemorrhage, which means if there were only a better product to stop bleeding, lives would be saved. Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. If you'd like to learn more about Airs LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AirsLA and be sure to click that like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Make it a week filled with love. Happy Valentine's Day.